Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 25th of January, 2015. My name is Sucharita, and I'm very happy to be sharing this weekly gathering online with everyone who is joining. Welcome to those of you who are joining for the first time, and then also to all the members who have been coming to the weekly calls for the past year and a half or so. I've been getting really great reviews, and I'm happy to be able to be continuing this program because it is serving a purpose in that those of us who have been participating in lots of different programs or going to seminars or maybe just watching the YouTube and trying to figure out what we can do with all the practices and how we can approach our day-to-day life and week-to-week using the practices and getting the most benefit from that application of putting a mantra or a practice or a meditation into our daily life. So Sundays are always a great day to come together because sun represents our soul. And so we get to participate in a meditation that will help us to go deeper into ourselves and then access the knowledge that comes from the soul level. And when we come together as a group, we get to feel that energy or that focus or that concentration from the group that much more than we would of our own individual efforts. So it's a real benefit to come together, and then as we focus on our own individual practices, we can also feel the intention of the group, which is to go into the soul level and then figure out what the energies that are surrounding us, how they will help us to access that part of our consciousness that we can then go into our daily lives for the rest of the week and down the road, and then just see what the archetypes, the energies of the days are ruled by archetypes or planetary energies. So today we're going to be invoking the energy of Lord Muruga because his energy is still the sixth moon. We're in the sixth moon, and so we can access his grace and blessings. And then the eighth moon is coming up on Monday. This is all based on the New York calendar, the Eastern Standard timings. So the eighth moon is all about tapping into the energy of ferocious goddesses that will do anything to protect their loved ones. And so these goddess archetypes like Durga, Kali, ferocious forms of Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, they will destroy anything that is getting in the way of our enjoying our life here on the earth plane and also to become more devoted to our spiritual path. So if you're feeling a little bit lethargic or some people have been experiencing depression, I'm here in Toronto, Canada, and we have, the surge of seasonal affective disorder because it's kind of gray skies for most of the days, or pretty much, I would say 70% of the week is overcast or gray, and it's very, very cold, minus temperatures. So it can really, impact the pineal gland, the pituitary gland. Those are the major glands in the brain that also affect our endocrine system and then create these kind of moods changes. So that may, create this kind of depression-type symptoms. And then if we aren't alert enough and we don't go inside and find the light from within, then we can think, oh, my God, I'm totally depressed. I'm severely depressed. And we'll go in and indulge into this spin cycle of, I'm going to be like this for the next several months until winter breaks and spring comes and then the sun shines. So no need to delay your happiness or your joy, even though the weather is a little bit not cooperative. So these goddesses will help to come out of this lethargy, this sadness, or just wanting to just crawl under your covers and not come out. Even colds and sickness, the immune system goes down, and then you're some more susceptible to the bugs that are going on. So these are the goddesses. When we pray to them and we pay attention to that eighth moon day, we will feel like we have all this energy, because they give us shakti, they give us energy, and they give us this empowerment that we can just do the invincible. Or we can just be invincible and do the impossible. So, even people have said, I'm so moody and frustrated and angry, and I just, things aren't going my way, and I'm snapping at people, and I can't control it. So pay attention to the eighth moons. There's a couple of them every month. And people will really, members who write in to me, they say, I don't know what was overcoming me. I don't know how to control myself. I just screwed up. And then I said, okay, well, I'll look at the calendar, and then I'll say back to them, well, look, it's an eighth moon. From a sixth to an eighth moon, there's a lot of negativity happening in general, everywhere. So when you know that, it's like you know that the big storm is coming. So you do things to protect yourself. You do things to make sure that your energy is up, you're aware of what's going to happen to your psyche, and then you govern yourself accordingly. Maybe you will stay in and do more meditations. Do things that you can use all that energy. If you're frustrated or you're short-tempered or you get angry or short-fused, then do your housework. that's a good use of that energy. Or clean your desk up, or do things with that energy that is going to be really practical and useful. People go to their yoga classes on those days because it really helps them to focus their mind, and they stay in the room for the time. The instructor does all the work by instructing the member, and then you come out of there and you feel so much better because you've put all that, you've left it all in the yoga studio, so to speak, or in the gym if you're into that. Or just get out and exercise more. Even though it's freezing cold, bundle up and go for walks and challenge yourself, because that's anytime you challenge your mental state of mind, then you're actually inviting these archetypes. You're inviting the goddesses. You're inviting Lord Murga from the sixth to eighth moons. And then, so check that out every couple of weeks. You can buy the Astrovet calendar on astrovet.com, or actually it's also on palaicenter.com. And you can follow along every week. It's such a great investment because it gives you kind of a heads up, a forecast of what lies ahead. And then, if you join these calls, you'll find out. You just exit on the calendar, highlight it and say, okay, this is what Suchita was talking about. Okay, I'm going to watch how my thoughts are and watch what my actions are, and then do what I need to do to take care of myself, because these 2 days are going to be a little bit bumpy, a little bit rough. Don't do anything important during those days. Don't sign important papers. Wait another day. Things like talking to relatives that you don't really have the greatest relationship with, or there's some stuff that's going on between you, just wait a couple of days to speak with them. They'll be much more receptive to you. And you'll be receptive to them as well. So those are happening, sixth and eighth moons. We're in the sixth moon, good, and then the eighth moon is on Monday. And then ninth moon is for the goddess Saraswati. So we want to, because it's on the waxing cycle, so we want to also pray to the goddess to bring us more intelligence. So after the negativity has been destroyed, then you ask for the goddess to give you more intelligence and educate you on a higher level, a higher understanding, be more compassionate, so that things don't go like off the swan's back. There's a saying, off the, water off the duck's back. That's how, negativity should hit every one of us, because once we get engaged in it, then we go and we start to create that spin cycle of negativity, and that's, we don't want that. So this is the higher education. Then we go into the 10th, 11th, 12th moons. 11th and 12th moons are to bring in more energy of Vishnu. So if you want a money miracle, you pray to Lord Vishnu, or to give you a lot of happiness and joy in your expression of yourself and your purpose in life. The sun now is in Capricorn, and as we were updated by Radha, our Vedic astrologer, a couple weeks ago, she shared with us that the sun had transited into the sign of Capricorn, which means it's the sun represents our soul. So the sun is, our soul is going to be waking up to what our purpose is in life. So we're not just going to meditate and then just go and be robotic and do things in our life. We're going to meditate and, access that intelligence from within and ask our soul to reveal to us what it is, what is our true action that we should be doing, not the whole end story, but because our purpose kind of rolls out as we live our life. And the more we can be present to what we are doing, are more purposeful in what we are doing, then all these miracles happen. All these divine, spontaneous circumstances appear to us, and then it can forever change our life. And then we're living a deeper and meaningful and more purposeful life. So sun is all about that. You may think about changing your job. You may think about getting more, getting out there in the world and presenting yourself more, so socializing more, networking more, just get out there and talk to people more and find out what they're doing and find out, and let them know what you're doing. So you might promote yourself a little bit more in that way. Or you could actually do some marketing for yourself if you're in a business. So you might come up with some ideas that, will help to bring more business to you, or to make your customers happy with you, or clients happy with you, things like that. So it's naturally, that's what's happening at this point as the sun is transiting in the sign of Capricorn. So pray to Lord Vishnu to give you that ability to protect your business or your job or your career. Maybe you might get promoted, so you'll get seen more. So, go talk to your boss or bring them, Valentine's gift or something like that ahead of time. Do something that you are going to be seen. And, don't be a wallflower if you want to live a more lively and purposeful life. So it will help you to also protect your manifestations. If you have great manifestations that you've planted the seeds, if people know about them, maybe they might be supportive, maybe they won't be. So ask the divine to just, help you to keep it to yourself until you actualize that manifestation. So that's a general rule of thumb that Dr. Ply shares. So Lord Vishnu, 11th and 12th moons. And then finally we'll wrap the week up with the 13th moon, which is for Pradosham. And that will help to bust some karma. So, and especially because it's on a Saturday, and Saturn's name is Shani, S-A-N-I, or S-H-A-N-I, depending on phonetics and different ways of spelling it. So Shani Pradosham is all about Saturn. Shani means slow, so it means it's deliberate. It means it's going to slow your brain down, slow everything down, so that you will look at your life and see what's not in alignment with you in a positive way. So if he can cause you to be miserable and waste time, so check out your Saturdays, what you're doing on Saturday. And if you're, spending money unnecessarily, or you're just killing time, going to the mall all day long or something like that, or just lying around and doing nothing because you've had a rough week, or you're so busy running here, running there, running here, running there, and it really is not fulfilling, not rewarding, and it's not necessary. But you're just doing it to, again, kill time. So look at your Saturdays and see how productive you really were. And if you, even if you were really, really busy, maybe that's not productive. Maybe that's just killing time. So look at if you were, you know, doing all the things that you haven't been able to do throughout the week because you're working and taking care of the kids and all the rest, then maybe you didn't put some time in for yourself for your meditation practice. So add that to it. So Saturn gives you the ability to do all these things, but then if you diss your meditations, so you don't do them, or you say, oh, I couldn't do my mantra. Everyone can do a mantra any time of the day. You don't have to be sitting in a room, closing the door, putting the candle and the incense and all the stuff and going on. That is great if you can do it, but also if you can't, then you can just do the mantra chanting. Everybody has a cell phone, everybody has a tablet or a computer, or they have access to it, or some sort of MP3 recording. So you just download the meditation and then, or mantra, and then you just listen to it whenever you can, when you're driving, when you're in transit. Instead of picking up your phone and calling someone and going, blah, 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 did you hear about this, and starting a gossip thing. Gossip is wonderful, as Dr. Pillai says, but just limit it. Don't do it so much, because whenever you do, you don't feel good anyways afterwards. So instead of doing that, when you start to catch yourself, oh, I'm just going to, you know, be reactive and, oh, I heard this and I got to tell this to somebody, and you know, then that's not going to be very productive of use of your time. So when you put a mantra in there, you kind of interrupt that pattern of creating more karma. So mantras are really powerful tools to use, and then we'll get into the meditation in a second or two to experience. So that's what meditation is. It's going into a state where you're really focusing. So there's a stream of energy coming in. And in that stream of energy, we're inviting these deities, these archetypes, divine beings to come in and show us from within us who they are and what their energy is going to do to our energy system. And how we then will start to act differently in our life. The first thing is that our thought will be different. So if we're worried about someone, you know, harming us, or someone trying to do something to us in our work or home, when we look to the outside, it really is because that's a karmic moment brought to you by you wanted to do this in some other lifetime. So how to get rid of that situation is to go inside and then just pray to these divine beings to take that karma away. So Lord Muruga's energy will really take that karma away. Kalabhairava's energy will do that. Also, you can pray to Kalabhairava on the eighth waning moon, although it's not as powerful as it is. Or it is more powerful on the eighth waning moon. It's not as powerful on the eighth waxing moon, which is coming up now, Monday, Tuesday, depending on where you are in the world. So we're going to pray to all these divine beings, meaning go inside. Someone said to me, Sujita, I don't know if I'm really praying. You know, what else is it that how do I pray? And I said, well, prayer is just a deep meditation. It's contemplation. It's going inside and asking your higher intelligence, your soul's intelligence, or that connection to these divine beings who are in the spiritual realm, that can help you to understand what it is that you need to do to come out of your situations, or to enhance a connection with your, you know, the source, or universal self, or higher self, or God self, God consciousness. You know, depending on what your background is, you will have different ways of relating to your prayer. So it just means to go inside and be contemplative, be meditative, allow a stream of thought to flow and our consciousness to flow, energy, and then also like spirit. You can think of it as spirit as well. So whatever it is for you, however it is for you, that's the perfect thing that it is going to be for you. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. And then if you'd like to, you can listen to the recording on the blog, Sundays with Sujri, the blog, the Reply Center, if you haven't been able to do that. Or if you just get overwhelmed and you don't know which practice to practice this week, then just go on to the, listen to this recording, and we'll cover all the bases, all the energies of the week. And then you can listen to the rest of the open discussion that we will now engage in as a community here. So you're welcome to stay or go. We'll see you next time. Those of you who are going to stay, we'll open the line and see how it's going for you. You can press star 6. Oops. Sorry about that. I opened it up to the whole. So you can just press star 6 if you'd like to share what your experience was today.
Hello, Sujrita.
Hi.
Who's Hi, there? It's Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi. Good. I don't want to take long. I just wanted to say thank you so much for the meditation. It was really lovely. And I felt lots of stuff going on. But I wanted to kind of add a footnote to when I was sharing last week, because I felt I kind of made a big deal about finding a pen when I needed a pen and didn't want to buy one. And I wanted to say there's been so many other amazing miracles, almost like too big to talk about, but I just wanted to, I just didn't want people to think, oh, great, she's been studying with Dr. Pillai for 9 months and she found a pen. And so I just wanted to say, can I just kind of say some of the other things that have happened?
I would love that, Michelle.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, I mean, the big thing is when I talked to you, and I think I talked in September, just after the meditation, and at that point we were going to the doctor to find out whether or not my husband had cancer again, and he did, and then he just went down, really, really, really sick, and it was incredibly frightening for me. But I started using the disease-free mantra and something else too, I can't remember, but mostly the disease-free mantra for him. Oh, a pain mantra, which I said twice a day, both of those mantras. And through that, the first time my husband doesn't meditate at all, but the first time I used the pain relief mantra, after I was finished, I went into my husband's room, and he said right away, he said, "Were you meditating for me?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Because I felt really hot, and then I felt less pain." And it was really quite phenomenal. So he used that a lot. And then he did have surgery, and when we went back to see the surgeon said that he looked at my husband's CAT scan 5 times because he just couldn't believe that the cancer hadn't spread. Like, he just couldn't believe it. Yeah. And so now my husband's recovering and doing really well. And so I use the strength and energy meditation for him, or mantra for him, just a couple minutes every day. And I notice if I don't use it, he doesn't have as much strength and energy. It's quite phenomenal. So that's when, you know, I'm just so thankful to Dr. Pillai for that. Other things are, you know, all sorts of family relationships that have been just really unpleasant and fractured for years have just easily started to improve, you know, just naturally in touch with people that I haven't been in touch with for a long time, and just feeling very loving toward them, and them being loving toward me. And that was like completely unexpected and just happened naturally. And then I haven't actually been that much focused on finances because there's just been so many other things to focus on. But this week, two people contacted us and said that
to insurance companies actually contacted us and said, yeah, okay, we didn't think we'll pay you, but we will pay you. And so that's been a bit of relief as well. Yeah, so that's been relief. Yeah, so, you know, so it's been a whole lot more than just finding a pen, although it was delightful to find the pen right when I needed a pen and didn't want to buy one. But there's been a whole lot more other things as well. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Michelle, I'm just smiling ear to ear for you. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you,
and your husband and your family.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a true testimonial to the teachings and the practices, and I know it hasn't been easy for you, right?
Yeah, no, it's been probably the scariest time in my life, really the scariest time. But, you know, it's I'm just so thankful that I found Dr. Polite the time that I did. But also, you know, it's just really helped me to for strength, but also to go inside and see, you know, what you've talked to when you say, well, if what are you getting from the outside world, and if you're generating it from inside. And I know that, but I didn't really want to hear it. And I was like, I don't want to hear that. But I really had to look at that. And that's the other thing. It's just been so many internal shifts going on, you know, with kind of looking at my own resentment and my own jealousy and my own kind of the way in which I block love coming into my life. And that's been really gratifying too, to work with that. And yeah, so it's been good. It's been great.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I won't take any more time. I'll let other people talk.
Oh, Michelle, it's a pleasure to hear from you. And I'm sure that a lot of people are getting, you know, they're having a little look inside, and that's what we do here, is when we're sharing with each other, we're not alone. So, then that also helps us to, gives us hope or faith or more motivation to keep going, even though, like you said, your husband doesn't meditate, but he's starting to understand maybe, you know, from your meditations, he's experiencing it from within. And then as he's feeling better, you never know, it might help him to get on some sort of path or, you know, program where he can go inside and look inside and help himself. So we're here to help one another to get on the path and then help so that they can help themselves.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, God bless you. And those are just amazing. And it's great because you said, you know, the insurance companies now are going to give you money, and that's a way of having income coming in. So if you are focusing on making money or, you know, getting more money coming in your life, don't worry how the divine is going to show it. You know, we're always thinking, okay, if I do this and I get paid by the hour or by the client or by the month or contract or whatever, other avenues of income might open up. So that's a great testimonial from you that, you know, maybe you weren't going to get that insurance money, but now it's going to come and be really beneficial for you.
Thank you. Okay, you stay warm.
Thank you. How's it in Nanaimo?
Oh, we had such gray days, and you know, I was laughing when you were talking about seasonal affect disorder, because it was just so. Everything was the same.
Yeah.
And then finally,
gray, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I get up, I go to work, I do the same meditations. I was like, and it just looks gray. And I was like, I'm getting discouraged. But I talked to Nanishka yesterday, and she's in California, and she said, oh, it's sunny here. And she kind of sent a bit of sunshine, and then it's sunny here today. Yeah, it's sunny. So I'm thankful. Really thankful for that. Yeah. But yeah, I think when we are in those gray days, you do have to think about shaking it up a little bit, and either changing your meditation up a little bit or focusing on some sunshine or something to kind of carry yourself through those. I hope spring arrives soon for you guys. I know it's a ways
long. We'll work on it. We'll put in our order, right?
Put in your order. Put in your order. Yeah. You take care. And thank you.
Michelle. Have a sunny
week. Bye-bye. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, sorry, I muted myself. Did someone else want to say something? Can someone just,
Hello. Hello.
Yagna.
Yagna, hi. I mean, yes, it's Yagna. I had a question about the three chants that Michelle talked about. One, disease-free, pain relief, and health and strength.
Yeah. They're on Palais Center, I believe. If you go into... let's see. Michelle, you can jump on if you want to. I'm just going to go into the audio section if you have them. It's a little slow today. Okay, so download audios. Oh, it doesn't have it in those names, does it? Michelle, are you there? Let's see where she's, which one she's talking about. She might be talking about the ones that were given out in Light Body Program or one of those programs. So if she jumped, then what I'll do, Yagna, is I will figure out which ones those were, and then I can give that to you, and then we can put it in the write-up.
Okay, is that great. Thank
you. Yeah. How are you getting, feeling better?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, working its way out of my chest, so it'll. I think
good.
By the time we leave, it'll be all resolved. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And you know that that's just you're getting ready, you know, doing some extra clearing before you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Had to be done, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It's better to get it done beforehand because then you'll really enjoy the trip to India.
Right. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Good, good. Well, you sound better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, and enjoy your trip.
I will. Did you find someone to do the write-ups? Or?
No, I didn't find anyone to do the write-ups. So maybe we can do that right now, Yagna, is invite anyone who wants to do the write-up for Sundays with Sucharita that Yagna does every week. She's the one who sends out the write-ups to the by email, and then it gets posted to the blog. If anyone in this in the group wants to take a shot at it, it's just to like giving your experience of what the call has been for you this week, and then you'll have Yagna's samples of the write-ups that she's done in the previous weeks. It's all posted to the blog. So if someone is interested in doing that, then please send an email to sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com, or you can send it to sucharita@applycenter.com. So either or, I will answer, and then it would be really great because Yagna is going to be traveling for how many weeks, Yagna?
I will be back the 17th of February, so about almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, so 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, and then if you want to take another one, that's fine too. So if anyone is interested, then just send an email and then I'll let you know, okay, Yagna? Either way, don't worry about it. You just go away and have an amazing time and then we'll get it sorted out from our end.
All right, and if I can do it, I certainly will because I enjoy doing it. So
I would love to hear your, you know, if you have an input from your journey, you can say, you know, this is what's going on here in India. That would be great. We'll post that to the blog.
I'll be the journalist, the travel journalist.
Yeah, that's right. That would be great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. Enjoy and have an amazing journey with your son.
Will do.
All right, take care, Yagna. Yeah, is there anyone else there?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie?
Carrie in Washington. I'm up by the Vancouver border.
Oh, okay. Is it Carrie as in a C?
With a K, uh-huh.
K, okay, Carrie. So how's it going on the West Coast?
Oh, wow. It's been so warm this winter.
Nice.
Lots of water, but surprisingly warm. I didn't want to jump in front of anybody. Was there someone waiting?
You go right ahead, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I've been appreciating the Sunday meditation so much. So thank you for taking the time.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit more about karma removal. I spoke to you about 2 weeks ago regarding a timing on relocation and Hawaii being one of those places, well, the place, but and you recommended that I do the astrology reading. Haven't been able to set aside extra money for that yet, although I am looking forward to that. I'm just waiting for a really good, just right timing to do that. But so in the meantime, I'm really wanting to brush out and work on karma removal. And I did discover the Teter Nilu Kantan mantra. That's been just a lovely alignment. So I'm wondering if there's anything you can add to that for me in terms of, like, specifically I'm wanting to work on trauma, childhood traumas, being raised with a alcoholic single mother. And, you know, I don't want to necessarily believe that these are so deep that it's going to take so much work, you know, the whole drama. I'm very open to a new belief that it can be swept away and wiped away. In the fact that my whole family was very alcoholic, lots of drama, lots of trauma. These things have been coming up for me during some of the meditations and mantras. And I'm kind of just hoping that's a healthy thing, because in some ways I can see that I'm getting an opportunity again to be there for that child when that child was so scared. And I've also always had a very strong spiritual path. It's been very easy for me to be a part of universal consciousness, but I can really see now a lot clearer the beliefs that I run on and the patterns where I go into fear, from patterns of being, feeling very unimportant because my feelings weren't, you know, acknowledged. And so anyway, I'm really just seeing these vulnerable patterns that I'm wanting to heal and really don't want to be repeating victimhood or repeating traumas anymore. So I feel like I've been really drawn to this idea of healing and Hawaii and the sun and the consciousness, and at the same time I want to get absolute confirmation that, you know, when the timing is right for that, so I'm not running from anything, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, Carrie, and thanks so much for sharing. It takes a lot of courage to do that, and although you say that you've been on the spiritual path and you're very open to spiritual, you know, sort of universal consciousness, that's wonderful. However, you know, this is a time. We're all, there's always a time in our lives or a point in our lives on the spiritual path where we can access a tremendous amount of intelligence, and then we can process it so that we don't go through a long and drawn out painful experience, because the life has been a lot of pain. And from your sharing, I can see that there's you know, some sort of lineage challenge. So the alcoholism or the trauma is coming through the lineages. So I would recommend, as part of a cleansing process for everyone, not just you, but for everyone, to do their tarpanam practice. So I don't know how new you are to Dr. Bly and the practices, but if you go on the blog, the Sundays with Sucharita blog, you can listen to so many talks on the tarpanam. And also you can go to Fly Center YouTube, and this is all free. And so you go to the YouTube and then just key in under Fly Center YouTube tarpanam, and then you'll see the different YouTubes that come up, the videos that come up, and there will be some of the teachers, other teachers from Fly Center who are giving, you know, some demonstration on how to invoke the ancestors and clear that karma coming from that, because that's from within you at the genetic level. We all share the same genes, even though the ancestors are gone, or if we still have people here in our lives, in this lifetime, they're still alive, but they are suffering from the alcoholism. The ancestors are hammering them too. So like with Michelle, the previous caller who was sharing, if you pray, do these things to pray for your ancestors and pray for your, you know, siblings or relatives who are also suffering from this, you know, genetically linked or karma, then that will really help to resolve a lot of issues, so that you're, like you said, you don't want to go from place to place, because especially if it's going to take some, you know, initial financial investment, and then that can cause stress and all kinds of things. So wherever you go, there you are. So
right.
So it might be that you're on the, you know, you're in Washington State. You know, you're there to, you know, use the energy there, which that will help you to sort of wash away all this stuff. And then if you still want to go to Hawaii, that's fine too, you know. But so I would recommend the karma busting, do that daily. Go on to Ply Center. There's so many different techniques. The YouTube, you can go on there. And also Ply Center, read about the techniques that are there. It's all free. The free teaching.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm so appreciative of those things that I have discovered. And I feel like it's coming all at the right timing. It feels so perfect because it's all sort of saturating and sinking in, and then the next thing sort of shows up for me. So yeah, it's been such a gift, the Pillai Center and all the free stuff that it's offering.
Do the karma busting exercises, the practices, the meditations, do the tarpanam every day. Find out what that is, and then do the tarpanam every day. And then you just say to yourself, you put this into your practice for, you know, a month or 2 months or 3 months. And as you're doing that, then what happens with people is money starts to come in, and then they can go and they can do an astrology consultation, or they can put themselves into like a new you program. That is a really powerful program to be immersed in. It's a self-study. It's offered at Ply Center as well. And that will help to get the karma busting going. So, and it's not just one-off. Like, as we're doing any mantra or any spiritual practice, as we continue to do it, we never know when we're going to reach that critical mass point, you know, within our own consciousness, where we've done it so many times that, boom, it just explodes within us, and it just... it will protect us from any negativity. So it's cleansed us from inside and outside. So as we continue to do it, it just becomes stronger and stronger. And our energy force, our force field, if you want to call it that, our aura, it will just totally protect us. Things will just bounce off us. So that's where we want to get to the point with meditations or mantras or doing rituals. That's why, you know, Dr. Ply is so into doing the rituals, because they're very scientific in that when you do it, you will feel something every time you do it. If you do it and you feel nothing, do it again, right exactly in that moment and say, I didn't feel anything here. Show me. And, you know, I mean, do it with grace and respect, of course. But it's just like, oh, I'm upset at myself because I didn't feel it. So what's going on within me that I'm not able to really focus and concentrate? And then when you do it again, you really challenge the karma, you know, because maybe it's not from within, maybe it's from outside. And so the more committed you are to your practice, your mantra, your ritual, the more you're going to get back from it.
Yes, I hear that. And, you know, I find myself getting impatient for sure. Impatient with myself just in terms of, well, I need to get on top of this. This is, you know, I'll be 50 this year and I get, and even without that thought, I get impatient in just the moment. And then I remind myself through the patience of Dr. Pillai and his teachers that, you know, it's just unfolding. It's just part of the journey and it's just unfolding. And it's okay that you don't know everything.
Absolutely. And you can't possibly know everything.
I know.
You can't.
It cracks me up how, why do I think, you know, why I would never assume anyone else should know everything.
Right.
So yeah, but that has the patience is really coming. It's really, I'm feeling it much more, and so yeah, that's great. I'll do the Tarpanam. I'll look into that, and I'm looking forward to when I can do things like the New You program, and I'm so curious about
That's great. Well, Carrie, you know, good luck with everything. And just remember, and I'm speaking with everyone as well, not just so that you're not feeling like pointed out here or focused on. But, you know, patience, when people are feeling impatient, that's because they're used to skimming over in life. So when we say, okay, I'm going to get down to this, I'm going to get on my hands and knees and scrub, you know, and really, you know, use some elbow grease and get in there and get her done, then all that energy that is you're using to, you know, make the effort to focus and do your meditation and clean up the life, you know, in your daily life, take the actions, take the steps, and challenge yourself all the time, you know, not to be distracted, then you will be totally patient. You'll be practicing patience. You will just be that because you'll be focused. So patience is compassion. So when we have compassion for our own challenges that we face, then we just be very patient, say, okay, I have to be compassionate with myself. I know I'm going here, being impatient. You know, I'm not being compassionate enough. So that's I don't want that spin cycle to happen. So just do the action. When you do the action, then all of a sudden you'll feel this tremendous amount of energy coming in and you're not really going anywhere or doing anything. You've just focused. So patience is about focus and being compassionate. So you're not being robotic by being focused or doing. You're taking the action of compassion.
That's excellent. Yeah, that I can really connect with that, the focus and compassion in terms of patience. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, great.
All right.
Good luck,
wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Enjoy and share how it's going with you next time. If you'd like.
I will. And I'll be listening to other wisdom from other callers too.
Okay, great. Thanks, Carrie. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, line is open for the next caller to share.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I just have a really quick question. If there was just one ritual, because a lot of people get overwhelmed, and I was that way for a moment with Dr. Pillai, but I love him, so I just don't even get into that. But if there was just one that you would suggest that is like a non-negotiable, which would you say? Would you say it was the Tapanam ritual that one would do every day, like before you leave the house, outside of just meditation?
Yeah.
Which ritual? The
Tapanam.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Elle, and I'm in Las Vegas. Yes.
Las Vegas?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Elle Swan in Las Vegas, yes.
Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, it's a really great question. And the Tapanam, for me and for many, many people, and how Dr. Pillai has shared with us, is the best, because what happens is you take your morning shower and you do the Tapanam right away. And then in the shower, you can even do Tirani Lakantam, and just imagine, just say that mantra, and then just imagine, or have it playing. Some people have their phone and put it on the counter and play it. So those two are covered right away before you even leave the bathroom.
Right. Got it. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Mel. Anything else?
No, I'll leave it so other people have time to ask questions.
Great. Okay. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Tapanam is what you can do before you even leave your shower, even leave your bathroom. So get it done, and then you'll feel the water actually acts as a cleansing. So I always imagine the water streams like a karma cleanse too. And so immediately when I think of that, then I imagine, the karma being cleansed from my ancestors, my lineage, the genes, inside me. And then it always extends to, my thoughts always extend to my family. Please protect them wherever they are in the world and their families. And then so on, right? And it doesn't take you too long because you're just in the shower anyways. So most of us just do it kind of robotically. But if you go in and you imagine this water cleansing you, being like a time to cleanse your karma from you, because energetically, you might have had a shower from the day before. Although what Dr. Pillai recommends, if you can take a shower in the morning and a shower like before you start your day, and then a shower at the end of your day before you go to bed, that's a really powerful practice to do. So add another shower again, that Elle was asking if there's any practice to do. Add another shower, then as you're doing that, you're doing more karma busting for stuff you've picked up in the daytime. You don't do your Tapanam after sunset. So Tapanam practice is done between sunrise and sunset, depending on where you are in the world. You just do it when the sun is coming up, and then also when it's before it's coming going down. So that's a powerful practice. So Tapanam, Tirani Lakantam, you can add Makaral Shivaya Namah. That's also a powerful mantra to do to bust really sticky karma fast. I'll share with you if no one else is there. Is there someone else? Someone's on there. Okay. Just please speak up and interrupt me at any time. So another karma busting practice that you can do is to cut the limes or lemons. So you take a lemon or a lime and you roll it around your head or the body part that's causing pain in your neck, in your shoulders, in your throat area. You say Tirani Lakantam, Makaral Shivaya Namah, and then you take that lemon and then cut it. And that whole action will just make you to release a bunch of stuff that's been, maybe following you for some time, or it's about to bear some fruit, meaning that we don't know when our karma is going to come. We can get forecast from the astrological point of view, maybe Vedic astrology or Nadi astrology, but then we don't know what other karma is coming. So you kind of know when you go throughout your day and you just don't feel right, or something just wasn't right, or maybe you did, like for myself, I go to a yoga studio and I do 90 minutes of hot yoga. And from day to day, it changes. And I'm like, what the heck? It should be, I should be just zooming along. And some days I'm in incredible pain. And so it's just it's bringing up karma from a very deep, deep level, or from people that we're interacting with, right, in that studio or in our lives. And we're taking we're interacting with that karma, and that becomes us. So is it their fault? No, that's what we wanted to do. So we have to take care to get rid of that karma. So Makaro Shivayanama, when you add that one to Tirunilakantam, then that mantra, then it really helps to take that karma off that you just picked up. So being in the practice every day is not just doing your thing and then running around and, being busy with everything else that you got to do. Is, oh, here, there's something going on here, I don't feel well. Tirunilakantam, 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 Tirunilakantam. Or you can say Murugan Kumaranguhan if you visualize the veil. All these will help to protect you from negativity. Is there someone there? 717 number?
Hi, this is Susan. I've just been listening, and I was going to ask a question if you have a minute. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Please interrupt any time. I will just go on and on, Susan.
Well, that's what I want to hear. So I wanted to ask you a question, if I may, and thank you for that very powerful meditation. So I look forward to listening to it many times this week. So this has to do, you mentioned about the AstroVed calendar and how valuable it is.
Yes.
I just recently got it's the very first one that I've ever gotten, and I have a question. I'm not going to be able to pronounce these. If I mispronounce it, please help me with that. On the very back page, it talks about, it's G-O-W-R-I, the Panchang.
Oh, Gauri Panchang, yeah.
Yes, please. I didn't know.
Yeah.
It says something about legend. One Mahutra. All right, during the day, and it gives an example, and so I don't understand that aspect of using that or what that means.
Okay, for right now, and this is a great question. Thanks so much, Susan, for asking it. Don't worry about that too much right now.
Okay.
When we're just starting with the practice and we're following the calendar, you're going to be covered, because it's kind of like we're all at our first level of understanding of these teachings. So if you go too deep into it, you might not understand the beginner level, right? I'm just going to say it that way, because you're just beginning to open this calendar and look at it. So what I would recommend is, don't worry about that too much. Just follow along. So if you see in the calendar for January, do you have your calendar right there?
I do. Thank you.
Yeah. So just look at today, Sunday the 25th, and you'll see it will say seventh moon starting at 13:57 if you have an Eastern Standard Time calendar, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a New Year calendar? Yeah.
Yes.
So you'll see that timing there. So that's when the seventh moon energy comes in. We're still in the sixth moon energy until that time.
Okay.
So then you'll see underneath, it'll see the birth stars, Revati. And then what you can do is you can go on to AstroVed and you can look at it will say birth stars or nakshatras. You can look up free learning or something, free in learning, I think it says.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start to read about the nakshatras. Or you can just go to on astroved.com. It will have in the middle of the top middle of the page, it has Panchang there, and then it will have do's and don'ts.
Okay.
And so you can see the do's and don'ts, and then it will say to do progressive acts, trading, negotiation, beginning medication, travel, purchasing of new car, jewelry, shopping, things like that, to avoid listening to adverse opinions. So that represents the nakshatra's energy. Okay, so what you can do during that time.
Okay.
So those are the kinds of things that you can focus on. Then it'll have the Rahu time, which is a poison time, or it causes a lot of challenges. So don't do anything like that's going to be, too important for you. Even your work, if you have to really focus on your work, it just can be, if it's during Rahu time and you just start it during Rahu time, it's going to be a lot. You're not going to have a smooth sailing experience, smooth flowing. So what's recommended, you can pray to Rahu or you can pray to Durga, the overlord, and just say, well, I got to get this work done. So Rahu will also give you innovation. But in general, people say, the masters will say, or the Vedic astrologers will say, just avoid that time doing important things. So that's what I would focus on. Then focus on Sunday, being the energy of today, is like to bring intelligence. That's why we're talking a lot today about bringing more intelligent behavior into our lives so we can live a more purposeful life. So once you just look at each day like that, just look at those things that are happening on those days, then you'll start to understand, I'm in the flow of this energy, so don't do this or do this,
right?
Is that helpful at all?
Yes, it is. It was very interesting. This past Friday, I mean, all of a sudden, for some reason, I was looking at the back of the calendar. I was like, wow, I didn't know this aspect of this. So I applied it and watched it very carefully on Friday, and it was unbelievable how accurate it was and how at one point I just had this urging I need to contact my bank. I need to change something and I need to do it now. So I just quick looked on the back of the calendar, and at the time on Friday, it was the eighth time and it was income. And I was like, wow. And I felt very empowered. I had the urging, which I hadn't even thought about it all day long, and all of a sudden I was like, you need to do this now. And I grabbed the calendar, and I thought, well, is it? You know, because I'm just trying to learn this. And it was bang, it was income. So it was interesting because when I was reflecting back on my day, what was happening was totally accurate with how I was playing it out. So I just wanted to understand. I didn't know, when it says the, how are you saying, Mahutra?
Mahurta, yeah.
Okay, but does it just mean when it says one, it's just explaining that these periods of time are 1.08 minutes in the day? I didn't understand what that meant, the 1.08.37. Is that just representing that time frame?
Yeah, it's representing that time frame.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm on board then. I've got it.
Okay, yeah. So I think it's, I don't know if it's minutes or if it's hours. I'm just looking at an old calendar here.
I think it probably means 1 hour and eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And eight minutes or something like that.
Yeah. So.
Yes. Awesome. I'm great. I thank you for explaining that. But it really was powerful. So if anybody is using the calendar, please use it. Look at that. Because it was amazing.
Well, I'm glad that you understand that, because I don't want anybody to get overwhelmed and then not use the calendar at all.
Yes.
So if it's great that you used your example, because if there is something in us, we have to follow up and then trust that our intuition is taking us to get more insight. So this calendar will help, right?
Yes.
It will help to say, okay, well, why am I thinking this way? Okay, I'm going to check out the moon, the star, I'm going to check out the time, because if it's favorable for me to do this. And then also, you can go into the Mahurta if you want, you know. But again, a lot of people have said, oh, it's just too confusing, I don't want to do it at all. And then I said, don't do that. Just go away from the confusing parts.
Right.
Do what
but
you
what
can
happened
do.
When I had that knee-jerk response when I first saw this, I said, what is this? But what happened was, I sort of calmed myself down and I asked Dr. Palaya, I said, please help me to understand this with ease and grace and as quickly as I can. And I just put it away, and a day later, like, I understood it, but I just wanted to understand this last little piece too. All of a sudden I was like, wow, this is brilliant. And but I had to put it down, but I asked Dr. Pillai to help me to understand it, because oftentimes that would be like a deal breaker, like I don't get this, and put it away and don't even touch it again. But I asked him, please, as quickly as possible, with ease and grace, help me to understand what this means and how to use it. And the next day it was clear as a bell, and I just applied it, and it was like, wow, this is really amazing. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Susan, and I'm so glad that you shared that prayer. Just ask as quick,
yes.
Ask quickly as possible with ease and grace to show
yes.
me. I love that, because, and then also it's kind of tying into what, I forget the other caller, Carrie, I think it was, where we were talking about, she was saying she was impatient, and you just did a, you just shared a really great technique, which was to, or tip, which was to just wait a day.
Yes.
And be patient, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then all of a sudden that energy or that intelligence comes from within, and it's a 24 hours later.
Yes.
And boom, there you are. You've
yes.
resolved your situation.
I'm also applying unshakable faith. I'm at that point where that's critical. And so I do. And it's like, I know he's going to give this to me. It's like a given. Just chill out a minute. And so that's another piece to it, this unshakable faith. And that has happened for me. When I have that, it all just comes. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Susan. I'm so happy to hear that. Unshakable faith, everyone.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Anything else, Susan?
No, I love you, I bless you, and I thank you for being here so that we can do this. So it's just, I don't get to do it every week because every other weekend I'm a nurse and I work. But anyways, thank you for everything. God bless you.
Oh. You're very welcome, Susan. Have an amazing week ahead.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks. God bless. And thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's Lord Muruga. If people have not felt that unshakable faith that Susan was sharing about, because we do. Life shakes us up. But life shakes us up so that we will change up our routine, for one. And then for another is to reestablish faith. So it's kind of like you're given this, $1 million, and then you just ignore it. It will go away really fast. So you have to always be paying attention to it, and investing it, taking care that it doesn't just get, spend away, things like that. So that's what we do with our faith. We have to, pay attention, shake our heads and go, oops, I got to pay attention to this. I've got to cultivate it, because what I thought before, I no longer think, because I'm not the past. The past is, and this is what I shared with the group yesterday, the day before, in one of the programs. And I had shared that, all this talk about being in the now, and Dr. Pillai talks about being in the now, everybody talks about being in the now, but how do we be in the now? You know, can see how they can, because they've elevated their consciousness to that level. So we have that within us. So being in the now means that the past is just an idea. It's a story or memories, thoughts. It's not who we are now. So it doesn't exist, really. And then the future is, again, just a bunch of thoughts and, stories about what we want to be or think we want or we're desiring to be. So being in the now, even if you just, as you're listening to me, blah, blah, is just what are you feeling right now? Where's your attention? Where's your focus? Where's your energy? Is it on your shishumna? Is it on that veil that you just put into your backbone in your brain that turned into a flame inside your brain? What happened to that color red? that's associated with Ganesha, Maruga, Durga. What happened to that blue color that was in your heart and expanding it so your chest just felt like it was going to explode a new layer of understanding who you are? Lord Vishnu's energy. So all this, everything that we do when we're in the now, we can think in colors and visions and archetypes and, you know, have images, and we can bring that into the now at any time. We can focus on our system now. We can focus on our third eye. Even if we don't know what mantra or what deity or what archetype to bring in, that being will appear to us. If we've been practicing a mantra, or we've been practicing a meditation or using symbols or visualizations, that will come to us in that exact moment. And when we're in the exact moment of now, a tremendous amount of intelligence can come in. That's why they say when you are in life, it becomes so sublime when we're connected to the divine. Because it's subliminal. It's kind of behind the scenes in our own movie of our own selves, right? Our own movement, our moving through our lives, right? So as we relate to characters on a movie screen or actors on a movie screen, that is what you can use as a metaphor in your life. How are we acting in the life? Are we so attached to that actor being, you know, totally melodramatic in this movie, and then it gets kind of confusing because when we'll see this actor again in another role and they're totally hilarious and, you know, goofy, right? So we don't relate to them too much from movie to movie, right? We just can appreciate whatever it is, the message that they're conveying. So when we're going in our life and we're being in the now and we're rolling out the movie of our life, then from scene to scene to scene, bring in the divine at any time and see how the life unfolds. Because the divine will make us to be more lively, intelligent, we'll feel enlightened, you know, some spark will happen. And then pay attention to that and be patient, as we've been sharing. Be patient and compassionate with yourself in that moment. And if you could just hold that focus for 1 minute, even 10 seconds, you will experience something else going on besides blah, 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 blah going on around you, right? So, or inside of you. You know, someone might be saying something really fantastic and you're in your own headspace and it's just a nasty place to be sometimes. You know, oh my God, this is that, I got worries, I got that, and you can't even be present. So what to do is just do pattern interrupt with, again, these symbols, these meditations, mantras. And even if you don't experience it in that very second, in that now, you just keep doing it. And someone else was saying, you know, I'm getting headaches, I feel sick when I'm doing the meditation, because there's a strong karma coming to them, or, you know, they just can't focus. And so I said, just play it in the background. Don't focus too much on it. Just have it playing so that energy can be surrounding you. And then eventually it will work, you know, peel back the layers that are preventing you from experiencing more ease of and peace of mind and the ability to be more compassionate with yourself and your situation. And then don't be too hard on yourself too, that you don't have it all figured out. I think it was Carrie was saying, I should just know all this. How can we possibly know? The divine is even constantly evolving, you know? So we just have to go with the flow. And then we always have a choice. Someone else said to me this week, there's so much terrible things going on in the world. And of course there are. And I totally am compassionate towards that. I used to just feel so bad about so many things going on. And then I was attracting, more and more anxiety coming from other people, focusing on negative, because that gets bombarded everywhere. It's from everywhere. So it takes tremendous amount of your own practice to just stay within yourself and have compassion for others suffering, for sure, but you don't have to go in and clean up their stuff unless you're at that point where you can do something significant. So take care, like they say, self, you know, world peace begins with self peace. So when you have peace of mind, because you are accessing the microcosm from within, then what happens? The macrocosm gets affected. The world around you gets affected. Just my own experience of this meditation today, because I never know what meditation is going to come. I'm just in the moment and then it happens. And I had this strong message that all of us who were paying attention were going to be, you know, blessed by these divine beings. And not only that, that because we were coming together with that intention, that it was going to impact the world in a different way. And then when I opened my eyes, the sun was shining. And it's, you know, normally gray here. So that's a sign. So pay attention to positive signs, even though other people will come along and tell you, oh my God, my life is, and then dump. This negativity, just try to keep going inside and focus on that unshakable faith that Susan just shared about. Faith is just utter positivity, as Dr. Ply says. Utter positivity. Choose positive. Even though people say, you are just a dreamer, or that's not, you're not facing reality. Well, reality is relative, right? So what's real for you is, that's fine for you. However, thank you so much. I will not accept that reality that you're talking about. I would rather accept this reality and cultivate that. And not that you're going to fight it or avert from it. You're just going to choose. So choose every moment. And then you will be experiencing now. Any other questions, comments? So Dr. Fly's trip is coming up. His birthday is coming up next week. There's many of you here in this program that I'm so happy for who are going, and you're going to have an amazing experience. And then please, please do share when you come back. Or if you're there and you can jump on a call, that would be great too. And then just share what's going on. It would be really, really amazing to hear what your experience has been, and then in the moment with Dr. Ply and everybody else who's on the trip in those power spots in India. And those people who aren't able to go on the trip this year, then please, you know, consider participating in the proxy birthday trip package that's offered at Ply Center or Astrovet. It's the same. So you can participate in that. That's a tremendous, you're going to get tremendous benefits from that, because he's going to give a three-hour seminar teaching and meditation. So he'll do a bit of a teaching, and then the rest of it is going to be all meditation. So you'll be immersed in a practice that he's actually doing with the people on the trip, the participants on the trip. At that same time, we call in, you'll get a call-in details like you do here in this program. And then you call in at that time, and then you tune in, and he gives the teaching in that vortex where he is with everyone else there. And so you get to feel that, and then he's also going to take you through a special initiation process and do karma clearing. So people who haven't been able to, you know, have a breakthrough in their karma, then it's a really good time to you know, tune into Dr. Pillai on his birthday in Rameswaram, where that is the karma busting place of the earth, the highest karma busting place, and then getting the teaching of that moment, and it will be tremendous. And then if you can't afford that, then there's also Kalki Fire Lab. So you can have a look at that. And there's, you know, you'll be getting a mantra and then participating in that service that might be more affordable for you at this point in time. And then you'll be also participating in that. Dr. Pillai is energizing that process as well, that service as well, to go with his birthday timing. So please do that, and then check out, again, we talk about this every week. People get, well, what program should I take? I don't understand, and, you know, I'm so confused, and, of course, there are so many programs. So you just go on to Pillai Center and see what resonates with you, and it's like, I think it was Carrie had said, you know, I'm looking forward to doing this program. You know, looking at timeline jumping or looking at the light body, mini light body, whatever program that you feel that resonates with you, it will start to pull you because it's your soul asking. It's your soul is being thirsty for that knowledge. So everyone's soul is different. And we're all here to get what we need to get. And we're all, in this program in particular, Sundays with Sutrita, we're here to just support you in that process. So whatever it is that you feel is going to resonate or benefit for you at that point in time, don't worry that, hey, this is the next great program. You know, you can't, if you miss this, then, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to you. God knows what's going to happen to you. So you just, and the God is within you, right? So your consciousness, your God consciousness, your understanding of who you are is going to pull that program towards you. And then you're going to be in this kind of divine timing. And then you'll have this sense and sensibility and responsibility for what you are doing. You take responsibility for every program that you immerse yourself in. And then you enjoy it because you've trusted that that is the thing for you to do at this point in time, even if it's a four-week program and you didn't get out what you wanted to get out in 4 weeks of it. Do it again. Repeat it. They're all self-study. So once you purchase it, it becomes you know, part of your collection, your private collection, right? You have access to it. So, you know, even if you go out and do this proxy and you're not able to listen to the call at that time, it's okay because it will be in your order log. And then you just log in when you are ready to listen to it, and then you can listen to it. Okay? So it will be available in audio. You can download it and then listen to it at any time. So I think that's it for this week, unless there are any other questions about anything that anyone wants to inquire about, can do that now, or anyone wants to share, give you an extra moment to do that. All right. Keep in mind that you're always protected just because you are making an effort, you're living a purposeful life, an intentional life, and you're trusting in your own unshakable faith. Like Susan shared, you just ask Dr. Pillai, say as quickly as possible, with ease and grace, show me. Bring it to me. And when you say it in that way and you leave it at the feet of the divine or the feet of the teacher, the master, it will happen. If you kick and scream, what will happen is like a kid, a child that's having a temper tantrum. You, you have to stop, the teacher will say, okay, well, I got to wait till you finish whatever it is that you're doing. And then we can sit down here and figure out what it is that we need to do. So be in that calm state. So if you've been kicking and screaming your whole life, then you've got to do something else. Shake it up. And then just be patient and compassionate with yourself, and then get down to it and get serious and say, please reveal to me. Please bring that thing to me. I get it. I've been like kicking and screaming instead of coming out of that behavior and then just putting it to your feet and waiting one more day patiently with compassion and focus on my practice, bringing all that energy that I would use to kick and scream and yell and put it into my spiritual, a mantra or a practice or a ritual or all of the above, and then watch the miracle happen. Enjoy the miracle happening. So I invite you to do that this week, and we will see you next time. Thanks everyone here for sharing your fabulous feedback and all the experiences, and for asking the questions that will help to others on the path to get insights through this discussion, and we will see you next week. Take care. God bless. Safe travels to everyone going to India. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. God bless.
Bye-bye.